Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off tonight with one of Billy Garcia's songs that from his band Forsaken. And I want to play it real quick. This is a live from one of his concerts. It's called Don't Talk to Strangers. It's by, I think it's called Dino or something like that. I can't remember the name of the band that he told me. Anyways, you guys, it could be a little loud tonight, but stay with me, please. Don't leave. Just mute if you don't like the songs.
Don't talk to strangers.
Thank you.
out on the web for Forsaken.com after 2K.
Hey, that was Forsaken and Billy Garcia's band. That was live. And actually, he's on the line right now, and we're going to be bringing him up. I believe this is the number. I got two people on the line. Billy, is that you, buddy?
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Hey, that was awesome. I love that kind of music, and I know some of my listeners are probably, like, you know, loving it too. And tell me. Listen, I want to start right off with your music because I want to talk Survivor and everything.
Okay.
But I want to start with the music because I want to get that over with and let's bring that, you know, to the head first of all. And then we can go into Survivor because I know there's lots of stuff we want to talk about Survivor tonight. What an awesome show. I know you watched it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great night for Survivor. I love the fact that they packed as much as they did into one episode. It's very rare you get this much stuff happen in one episode.
Right. And everything. But let's start with your music. And we just played, I played the first clip. I played the live one, Don't Talk to Strangers. That was by Dino, isn't it? Is that how you say their name? I forget.
Dio is how you say the name of that band.
Dio. Yeah,
and that song is from their 1984 album Holy Diver. The song has a lot of personal meaning to me because way back when I first picked up the guitar, I bought a concert videotape of Dio, and that was the second song they played on that concert videotape, and that was my first time actually seeing a rock concert of any kind, you know, whether it be on videotape or live or whatever. And when I saw him play that song, that made me decide, okay, that's what I want to do with my life. So now that I'm doing it, I keep the song and I play it at every show.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And, hey, so how long have you guys been together as music-wise and everything? I mean, when did you guys start playing music? And did you have the band before Survivor or after Survivor?
Before Survivor. Forsaken was formed in the summer of 2002. I had just gotten out of my previous band, which was my first foray into a co-ed band where you have both male and female musicians. And I liked the sound of heavy metal with a female voice. That was something that was new to me at the time. So I kept the idea, but I decided to deal with my own music and to come up with my own name so I wouldn't have to keep changing the name of the band every time someone leaves. So I came up with Forsaken, which there's a story behind that as well. I was reading an article on the band Dokken, and I have dyslexia. Most people don't know that about me. There you go. So,
so yeah, I understand.
So as I was reading the article read, for Dokken, this new era marks a new beginning and something like that. But my eyes kept reading Forsaken, and I kept thinking to myself, who in the hell is Forsaken? Where is the article I came to read? And eventually my dyslexia kicked off, and I finally read the article, but that moment stuck with me when it came time to come up with a name. And so I decided to name the band Forsaken with the misspelling and all.
Yeah, you know, when I was reading it, I was like wondering, you know, why you spelled it like you did, and then I kind of was, that's cool that you, the last time you were on the show, I don't think you told this story, and I don't think we talked about dyslexia yet, so I understand what you go through with dyslexia. That's one thing I have, and I've been dealing with that for, like, the past, man, all my life, you know, and I understand what you go through. I hate writing, that's one reason I hate writing letters for my guests, and I do most of my writing to my guests, because I know sometimes I misspell words and stuff. So, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from and, you know what I mean, and the whole thing. I was going to play another song, but let's, you know, do you have any stories you want to talk about with as part of your band or, you know, or what, you know, you got any concerts coming up or do you got anything like that coming up with your band?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're playing in New York City on May 15th, which is the night before the live Survivor finale in New York City. So we expect not only a great night in general, because there's a lot of good heavy metal bands playing that night, but also we expect like a lot of Survivor fans as well as former Survivors and people from the current cast to come show up and support. And so it'll be a great night to come out if you're a Survivor fan.
So is that the next, pretty much your next gig that you're going to do is May 15th and then do you have anything else lined up after that?
Well, I don't want to give away anything, but let's just say the people in Poughkeepsie, they can expect for us to come visit them probably in June. But nothing is booked yet as far as, pen to paper or anything. But, yeah, we're looking at Poughkeepsie and, of course, the whole Tri-State area is always a possibility. We're always looking for different places there. But, yeah, right now we're focused on May 15th because that's such a big day. And the day after, of course, I'll be participating as well. I usually do interviews on the red carpet for TVRealityWatch.com, and then I always go to the after parties and so it's such a big weekend that I'm not looking past it. I'm focused on it instead.
Actually, it sounds like this year up in New York, that whole week's going to be huge because I believe the first weekend before Survivor isn't that the Amazing Race finale. And speaking of the Amazing Race, we have a chatter, or we have a person that's listening in that you were just hanging with this weekend, Steve Cole from the Amazing Race, is in the chat room and everything. So we got to give him a little shout out to Steve and everything. But I believe Survivor's coming up first, and then you got your concert, and there's a lot of stuff I know happening during that week.
Yeah. The weekend before is the Amazing Race finale and, of course, TarCon, which always happens in New York City. And, by the way, Steve and his wife are such cool people. If you ever get a chance to come out to these reality events and hang out with Steve Cole, he is such a cool person. There's TarCon. Then there's probably going to be a viewing party that Thursday for the second-to-last episode, then my concert, and then the Survivor finale and after party. So that whole, maybe you could say 8 days from Sunday to Sunday, it's going to be killer.
Yeah, I'm actually, I was supposed to be at that last event, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to do Survivor, then we'll talk about that towards the end. I want to save that to the end. I was gonna come to that one, but I'm having some health issues. No, it's okay. I couldn't come. But I'm planning on, are you going to the one in Virginia coming up with that April Mueller's doing about the pets? Are you booked for that one yet? Or
yeah, I'm booked for it. That whole time of year, I expect to be doing a lot of events, assuming that I don't get a call for something else. Hint, hint.
I'm waiting for my apprentice call.
Yeah, I won't give anything away because I really don't know yet. But with April's event in October, as well as what used to be Reality Castaways Dodgeball is now just Reality Castaways, and that's going to be October 1st through the 3rd in Long Island, New York.
Really?
So there's going to be a lot of events in that little area, a little time frame. Comic Con, I'm probably going to be part of that as well. So there's a lot of stuff. So that's going to be a good time of year for reality fans.
Do you go to Louisville too? Do you normally go to the Louisville event?
Mark Lynch is a friend of mine, and so is Dana and all those people down there. They're so cool. I heard that's going to be in November. So, yeah, like I said, that time of year is going to be a great time of year for reality fans.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's actually a Big Brother one going up right now up in Oregon. Rainbow, Oregon.
Right.
I'm hoping around 11 o'clock we'll get some calls from that. Hey, we do have a phone call. I'm going to go ahead and play. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up the phone. We're going to take this guy, the caller's call, and then we're going to play a song from your band, and then we'll come back with Survivor Talk.
Okay.
And open the phone lines for Survivor Talk. Because, or do you have, let's take the phone call first and then we'll play this on. And
all right.
We're going to play a game to play this on. 606, you're on the line with the Rad Reality Show. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Rad Ron. This is Mary.
Oh, my gosh. I know who this is.
And I just saw it on Facebook, so I wanted to call and talk to you all.
Do you know who this is, Billy?
Who's this?
Billy.
I'm sorry. You guys were both talking at the same time, and I missed it. Sorry.
Billy Garcia, you see me in Louisville.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Now, who am I?
Aren't you Dana?
No.
He doesn't know.
Sorry. I'm terrible with voices.
That's okay. It's
hey,
Mary
listen
and
to
Dave.
Me, Billy. Billy, it's Amazing Race, Mary and Dave.
Oh, hey, and say hello to Dave Jr. Say hello to Dave Jr. for me.
He's in the house watching Survivor. He had the kids at a ball game, and I had to stay home with the baby. And so I'm letting him watch it, and he puts it up on 70, so there's no way I can talk to you in there.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm like that, too. I turn the TV up to, like, 100.
Yeah, it's like, when he watches Survivor, he has to put it all the way up.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Wow, so it's great to hear from you. It's been a little while. It's been since Louisville, as a matter of fact, until last year.
It has, and I heard you were at the Virginia event, and, you know, good luck.
Okay, wait.
Let me just laugh at that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to talk about the Virginia event? You know, want to share...
No.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I don't dodge questions at all, so I'm cool with talking about it. And before we get too far into that, I just want to say Coach Chris Dotson is a very, very good person with a big heart. And he really does try to do a lot of good. So I don't want to throw him in the mud or you know, under the bus or anything.
No,
he does do a lot of good.
Kids, yeah, and he's an awesome worker with those kids, guys. If anybody can come out to that event, it's worth it for Chris Dotson. He's an amazing guy.
He is. But, yeah, it was a lot of interesting stuff that happened at the event. I don't know if this is the right time to talk about it, but,
I just wanted to call and talk to you. And, wow, so I was blowing my mind this year. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Oh, before I forget, I know we were talking about all the stuff going on in October and November. There's also the Houston Survivor Challenge event as well with Jolanda from Survivor Palau, who hosts that event. So, yeah, there's going to be a ton of stuff. So I'm sure I'm going to see you at some point, Mary, at some point.
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to see me, too, because once I get myself – if we can keep myself in this area, it's flying right now. That's killing me, and I just got to get some stuff taken care of. But I'm planning on hitting the events big time. And
cool. I look forward to seeing you, too.
To
absolutely,
but, hey,
I look
Mary,
forward to seeing you.
Hey,
yeah.
Mary.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called in, actually, because, you know, you can sit with me. Because my co-hosts, Deb Cakes, or Deb, you know, and Alan, they usually sit in with me on this night.
Yeah, but
and,
I can't talk long because they would...
Cool.
Okay, because David has to go to work early in the morning.
But what I was going to say is my co-hosts are all up in Oregon.
He's
up in Oregon. But they're all up in Oregon getting ready to party with. Big. Oh, I have some health issues that I'm dealing with.
Yeah,
so
I heard about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but hey, Billy and Mary,
let's
talk about Survivor real quick then.
Okay.
Since we have Mary on the line. So what the heck was the show? Was this not one of the best shows in a long time? I mean, the whole show tonight was awesome. And I'm not cheering for Russell at all. I want Russell out so bad. I know what goes on in my head. It's kind of, you know, in our
I
head.
Do too.
So, I mean, but I still want him out. I mean, so Billy, what do you think about the show tonight?
Well, I think Candace just blew her chance. Candace to take control of the game, because if she would have went along with Sandra's idea, she'd have had control. Now she's by being wishy-washy. I could see Sandra having to use that to throw Candace under the bus to save herself, because Candace is trying to gain Sandra's number 5 spot in the Villains Alliance, and Sandra's not going to give up that spot. That's, you know, that puts her in position of being 2 challenges away from the finals. So Sandra, she went along with Candace's flip-flopping but that's only temporary. I could see Sandra totally turning that against her. As for the heroes, you know, if they would have listened to Rupert, a couple of rounds ago, they wouldn't be in this position.
Yeah.
What?
The whole
Amanda getting the clue tonight, and I don't care what Kobe says, she shouldn't have gave it up.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, it was on the floor.
You know what? That was awesome. When they fought for it and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. I was just sitting here laughing at the whole event of Amanda versus
Danielle.
Yeah, you know what? I always forget Danielle.
And I do too.
Danielle was one of my favorite. You know, what's so funny about it is she was one of my favorite from her season, because she was like cute to me. I mean,
you're cute to a lot of people.
Yeah, no, but and everything, and I thought she said one time through the television she loved me. I'm just joking.
She said we. She said we.
Oh, she said we. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to bring that up when we were talking about Kansas and everything.
It's cool. But if I was Amanda, I was just gonna say, if I was Amanda and we were wrestling for that clue, I'd have opened the clue on the spot, read it, and this way it wouldn't have mattered if I'd had it in my possession or not, because I would already know what's in it. So you might as well, if you have it in your hand and you're wrestling over it and there's a question about ownership over it, you might as well just open it up and read it and just gain the information, because once you have the information, you don't really need the piece of paper.
And not just that, they wouldn't have let the whole fight go on if it was wrong of Amanda taking it, you know? I mean, like, there's producers on the spot, you know that, Billy, everywhere. And if it was illegal for her to take it, then they would have told her right then, and it wouldn't have been no big fight or anything.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if Kobe's married or something, because if it were me, I'd have just let the fight go on. I'd have been like, you want some Jell-O there? You're wrestling?
And I thought it was like some way of Kobe trying to, work his way so that he's not the next voted out or something. You know what I mean? That's what I thought. Because, I mean, why didn't he just say, it's not my fight to fight, you all fight it out?
You know, I think Kobe, you know, he just wanted to watch the movie, because he actually paused the movie that they were watching while they were fighting. I think that movie was more important to him.
You know what, though? You brought up a good point of her reading it. You know, I don't know why they didn't just say, hey, let us all three read it, or let's just read it out loud, you know, and compromise, and, you know, first to get there, you know, do it. And the stupid part, Danielle had the clue, and then she fucked it up and let Russell find the immunity aisle. I mean, I thought that was, you know, Polish justice, you know what I mean? That she didn't even get the immunity aisle. And,
exactly.
And even last week with the two... these idols this year, I mean, man, can anybody just, like, use it and, use it for, you know, purpose? I mean, no one's...
Well, now last week they used it with purpose, but, this, you know, I'm kind of tired of the hidden immunity idols overkill this year. They're like, what, like 10 of them played already this season? it's overkill. They were playing it back when they were still on teams, I mean, still on tribes. Back when Big Tom had one, so it's I might be understating when I said 10. It might be 15, but it's like every round is an idol being played, so they kind of need to chill out with that next season. Maybe not have
actually
one at all.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room said too many idols too, so I think it's lots of people are saying that. And. And what it is, lots of people think it's because they want to make sure Russell stays in the game, too.
Yeah, and to me it's very suspicious. And to me it's very suspicious that Russell, Party, or Danielle is getting it. You know what I mean? And
right,
I'm like,
right.
I see found them out of nowhere when never before was an idol put back in play, and Russell goes looking for it, knows it's in play. You know.
Well, I respect the suspicion, and I had my suspicions last season when they had a camera conveniently crammed up a tree and he's standing there. But at the same time, I understand that once you get in that mindset that, like, you know, you expect to see it put back in play, and you just got, you know, you already, like, know what the tendencies are, where they tend to hide it. You can pick up on tendencies. You know how that is as well when we're playing these reality games, is that if there's any kind of pattern.
Reality show in New York City, you need to tell everybody, if you get on Survivor, look everywhere for an idol at any time, even when you don't expect it. Look for one.
I would say do what Russell does. He always looks at the landmarks first and works his way down from there.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to a landmark, what I mean is what both camps would have. They both have the flag. They both have tree mail. They both have their water wells. So this kind of makes sense that you would look at the landmarks first, because when you're separated by two tribes, you don't know which tribe is going to win, so the pool has to be good for both tribes. So whatever is common in both camps is where it would be. So that's why Russell had such an easy time in the early part of the game finding them. Now it's here in the latter part of the game where, you know, he's figured out the pattern. Whatever the pattern is and where they're hiding it, he's figured it out.
Yeah.
So whoever's responsible for hiding it, they're predictable.
Yeah, and you know, did you have the hidden immunities idols? I don't think you guys had it during Cook Island, did you?
We had one. That was it, one. And you had to go to Exile Island to find it. And when my tribe threw the challenge, I picked the smartest guy on the Asian team, because the Asian team, they saved my butt, literally. At the first challenge, I got set on fire, and they were the ones who put me out. So I decided to pick the smartest guy on the Asian team and try to send him to Exile Island so that he could win the game, because I knew I was done. I knew that my tribe threw the challenge. My tribe wanted to send Adam to Exile Island because, you know, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So it was actually a good strategy on their part, but I wanted revenge, and I got my way.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you all go, okay?
Hey,
all right, Mary.
You want to plug your Make-A-Wish?
Oh, yeah, we are doing – Billy, you get involved with it and get all your survivors involved with it, okay?
Thank
Facebook.
You.
It's a charity event that you really don't have to get off your couch to. You don't have to fly to. You don't have to do anything. You just get on your computer and tell other people and yourself and donate money. And they're asking $5, but you can give more if you can. And we're trying to make money for three kids. Two of them are brothers with cystic fibrosis. One little boy, his final wish is he wants a brand new bedroom, which is, you know, if it was your final wish, is that all you'd wish for? Love his heart, I hope he gets it. And then the other brother wants to go to Legoland. And then there's this little girl, she's 3 years old, her name is Audrey, and all she wants is to go to Disneyland, whatever's in Florida. And so we need to raise a quick $15,000 to $16,000. And I've gotten on board with it, and if you go online on Facebook, you can see that Amazing Race is winning by a landslide. I think we're like $825 in 3 days. And then and Survivor is second, and they're 200 and stuff. So, Billy, get your survivors on board. It's kind of like a competition, but it's friendly because we won't win. You all won't win. It's the kids in the end who win.
Right.
It's worth it. $5 for every Facebook friend you have can give them their wish.
Yes.
And just
and
tell everybody out there, Radron, you do the same, please, because it's not for me to win.
Well, I've been.
I don't care what show they donated in, you know, I don't care if Amazing Race wins or not. I just want these kids.
Yeah, you guys
to get
have
there.
A huge lead, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
do.
You guys have a, you know,
I did that in one
and
day.
And that's so awesome. And that's so awesome that, you know, I saw you've been pushing it really good. And you've really.
But that's the thing,
I'm,
is I've sent it out to all racers. And I'm like, this is a competition, guys. And the winner is these kids. And you want to see the money the racers have given out themselves, let alone the people who are on my Facebook who are just donating $5 here and there. And that's what I'm saying, Billy. Get the survivors on board and try to beat us, honey.
All right, I'll do that.
And you
Michelle
do that,
Costa,
and then you talk to your friends, and Michelle Costa from Big Brother is a big part of your show, too, Rad, Ron, and Taylor. Get Big Brothers on board.
No, she's already started it.
Yeah,
she,
and the winner
she,
is
she
these
actually,
three kids. And
right,
it's
and
worth
she,
it for them to get their wish, and then we can keep this going, Billy. It's not that you have to fly somewhere. It's not that you have to drive somewhere or rent a van and go somewhere. You just sit down at your computer and tell these people, please donate money, and that's
I'll
it.
I'll do that.
And, yeah, and come on now, it's competition, Survivor and Amazing Race. Beat me.
All right.
But that's
well,
what I want.
Thank you, Mary, for calling in.
Okay, I love you guys.
Hey. Love you too,
love you
Mary.
Guys. I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Mary always has been one of my favorite. She always calls in. During Big Brother season, we had her and David call in all the time during this whole season. And when we do our show and everything, and they've been part of it, you know, the Rad Reality Show for ever since I got them on the show. And I know you've done a lot of charity events with them.
Yeah, they are down home good people. They are one of the kindest people that you'll ever meet. They give so much to charity, and they're fun to hang around with.
Yeah, but hey, so I know I'm gonna throw out the phone line real quick. If anybody does have a question for Billy, he's here. He will, like he said, he will answer anything. 347-237-5506. Somebody in the chat room is talking about this, and I thought maybe I will bring it up right now. We'll go back to Survivor. We're going to jump around a little bit because I know it's hard. We have a lot to talk about, and I want to get it all covered within this hour.
Cool.
You have a movie coming out, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's called The Infernal Room. And what's different about this movie, I've done a horror movie in the past as an actor, and I also was a fight choreographer and an assistant director. But what's different with this movie is that I've been involved in just about every aspect of the making of this movie, as a director, producer, co-writer. I was even part of the special effects team, and as well as an actor in the movie. And it stars myself, Paul Grassi from The Mole, season 5, the last season of The Mole, Jason Prager from Beauty and the Geek, Leah Batar, who her show hasn't even aired yet, which is Rocking a Hard Place, as well as Keith Collins and Rachel Gilmore and Abel Yannick and Yelena Sable. A great cast all the way around. And the person who plays the guardian, Guy Duskene, he's also the editor. So he's in the process of putting together a trailer for us. So that'll be online very, very soon. And we expect it to be a nationwide release this summer.
Yeah, I've had Jason on the show once. When the girls from Frank the Entertainer was on, he called in. He's a great guy. But, you know, so the movie's coming out this coming summer?
Yeah, towards the end of summer.
Well, we're going to have to definitely check it out. Is it going to be, like, in the theaters, or how are you going to be able to watch it? I mean, is that going to be something that, you know, we're going to be able to watch over the, I mean, where are you going to put it out at? I mean,
it's going to be even though we're going to have a premiere party for it, which means it'll have a big screen screening, it's going to be a direct-to-DVD movie, so all the usual DVD outlets like Netflix and Blockbuster and all that stuff, all the usual DVD outlets.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. I mean, you're not going to go to the big screen with it. You're going to pretty much do a DVD, and people can buy it probably directly from you and through Netflix and places like that.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, we're just gonna screen it on the big screen for one night for the premiere, and you know, we'll have the premiere party and the whole nine yards, and then from there it's the direct to DVD.
That's awesome. I like how you're doing that too, because you know many people probably it'd probably be more affordable. You know, many people will buy that DVD easier than buying a movie ticket. These days, to go see a movie for two, it costs like an arm and a leg. But
with
the DVDs, you can buy the DVD and get like your whole family to be able to sit down and enjoy the movie. You know what I mean? And
yeah, and then you get to keep it. So if you wanted to see it with a bunch of friends and then they can't all get together on the same day, it's okay because you own it. You don't have to keep buying a
right.
ticket every time your friends want to see it. And then what's also great is that we're going to have bonus features. It's not just going to be the movie. So there's going to be a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff in this in this particular DVD release. So you'll get to see, you know, on-screen the reality stars being basically the same portrayal of the characters. And then off-screen, you get to see them, you know, and behind-the-scenes still being themselves as well. So you get to see almost like a reality show built into the into the DVD special features.
Hey, we got another call. Let's bring the other call up real quick. I was going to play one of your songs, but we'll wait towards the end and play it before you go, and we'll, like, move on with that. And let's bring this caller up. I pushed the button. 917, you're on the Rad Reality Show. Your name and where are you calling from?
What's up, Ron? My name is Jason. I'm calling from Beauty and the Geek.
Hey, I know this voice. I was
going to
say,
I
know this voice.
You knew my voice. I found Billy. When Billy puts something out, it's impossible
hey,
not to know about.
For Billy, the same reason you called in for Kathy and Melody and those guys, because
you're
in love with them.
This is like my only opportunity to talk with these guys. I don't know who you people are.
Listen to you.
This is like, I was going to call Billy tonight to figure we catch up. We just have our normal conversation like we do anyway, let everyone hear.
Well, we got to be careful because when he and I get together on a radio show, it usually becomes a shameless plug fest. So
I already heard you on the Inferno Room.
Oh, thank you.
No, Billy, I am a plugger. I am. You can ask the people in the chat room, and if I brought Paul up here, Paul from Minnesota, I plug. And I love when you guys call in to plug, and I'm totally into the whole plugging thing. Actually, I probably could do a show and have more people plug than, you know, do anything else.
Not
you know
like this
I mean?
Guy. Billy is the king of shame. His name is Shameless Promotion. I gave him that name, and he
yeah,
lived up
I mean,
to that name.
Oh, wow. But, Jason, we were just in the middle of talking about our movie, and I was just about to go into how we shot the whole thing in one day, 17 straight hours of just shooting the movie.
That's right,
cool.
17 straight hours.
In fact, it was actually more than 17. I'm cutting it short by 30 or so minutes, but yeah. It was a long, long, long day that wasn't without its little adventures. Like we set off the fire alarm with our smoke machine, which is one of the adventures we
pretty much shot until they kicked us out. I mean, we were gonna keep going, and then this guy came in and says, "All right, you people are done. The movie's complete."
That's funny. And who's the women in the show? Who's the screamers in the show? I forgot. Who you said was the screamers. I mean, who are the women that's going to be?
The women. Well, we start with, I mentioned Lena Batar, who her show hasn't come out yet. It's coming out soon. Rockin' a Hard Place is the name of the show she was on. And
do you know where that's going to be on? Do you know? I haven't heard about that one yet. That's why.
Yeah, well, because it's still in production. So,
production thing. I understand. Corey from Rock of Love is doing a show now too, and it's in production too. But actually, it leaked out this yesterday. It's Atlanta High Society or something like that. I can't remember even what the name of it is.
Right.
He's down there in Atlanta, filming it and everything. So I understand about in production.
Who
else is in it?
Yelena Sable's in it. Rachel Rose Gilmore. Diana Bruner,
right?
Were they on the reality show? These are all actresses. And Avery Yannick, who's our villain? Who's our killer? I guess we could call
her. She's either the girl in distress or the devil. You want to know? By the movie.
There you go.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Well, see, Billy came up with the idea. See, this is kind of a takeoff, a little bit on Horror Nights, because it has us in it, but it's got three reality stars, and then the rest are, as I say, legitimate actual actors and actresses.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to check it out and everything when you guys do release it and everything. I would love for you guys to come back on, maybe get all you guys to come on, and we'll do
cool.
a little thing here too. I mean, like maybe like after your release party, you know, from the big screen or something like that. Billy, just contact me, or I'll, you know, and or Jason, you know, you, both of you guys know, got me on your Facebook. Just let me know. I'd love to, you know, and if we do plan in more advance and everything, we can even get it on the marquee of on the blog talk for, you know, more people to know about it.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate
really,
it.
I love plugging.
Plugging? You came to the right place.
But
yeah,
yeah, just
I'm,
Jason was about to get into the story there of how he came up with the idea. Jason, myself, and Paul, the three reality stars, we did a movie in 2008 called Reality Horror Night, and we were like real frustrated with the lack of progress. Basically, it got shelved in a nutshell. So the idea came, hey, why don't we do our own? You know, why rely on somebody else? So I came up with the idea of the story because I'm a big fan of both Hitchcock, Alfred Hitchcock, and The Twilight Zone, and I figured, you know, why not put the two ideas together and see what happens? And I attended the Hollywood Film Institute, where I learned this method of making a movie in one day, which is Hitchcock perfected it, but he didn't invent it. Whoever did, whatever the name of the guy who did 12 Angry Men, I think he was the one who invented it.
Right.
So I got together with Geraldine Winters, who's a friend of mine, who's done her own movies and done a lot of writing, and we co-wrote it together. And then we took that script and we hit Glen Cove Mansion in Long Island. And I got the guys from Mad Panda Productions to be the crew, because GQ Guy, his real name, is a friend of mine since my early days of pro wrestling. And I put him in the movie as an actor, but he knew he's part of Mad Panda, so he brought his crew with him. And Paul brought a camera guy. I think he was just supposed to do stills, and we like, I handed him the actual filming camera. Like, here you go. guess what you're doing today.
And then I brought the snacks.
Yeah, you brought the snacks. No, you and your parents brought the snacks.
Yeah,
thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Prager, by the way.
Yeah, thanks to them, the corn is next. But I think extra special thanks to James Breen, because this guy literally came to take like two still pictures in the morning and be out by like 10 o'clock, and he literally filmed the whole thing. He literally,
really?
Somehow, he came and he just DP'd the entire thing.
Yeah, and he was awesome, because we basically, we started out with one style of filmmaking as far as camera work, where it was on a tripod, on a dolly, which meant the tripod moves. And then we removed the camera from the dolly as the action picked up, and it became handheld and kind of, you know, kind of a little bit more frantic. And he was able to handle both of those styles, you know, with professional precision.
Hey, do you got a trailer yet of the movie, or is it going to be coming out soon? Or
yeah, guy who was in the movie, and he was the guy who was also editing it. He's coming out with the trailer. I'm hoping that it'll be by sometime in May, the trailer, but he's still in the process of going through all the footage to figure out like what's best for the trailer. And, you know, until you see the whole thing, you can't really pick out what you want in the trailer and maybe what you should say for the movie and so forth. But, he says, you know, he's going to do like a 30-second trailer or so. So once that, he has that, then we're going to put that everywhere.
He's also the guardian. He's also the guardian in the movie. So you see, you're not just an actor with us. You're everything.
Yeah. You know, that's the beauty of this movie, is that just about everybody wore multiple hats. You know, I mentioned Leah Batar, who was an actress. She was also the makeup artist, and she helped out with the special effects. And Diana Bruner, who's supposed to be like one of the smaller roles in the movie, she ended up being one of the bigger roles behind the camera with the special effects and so forth. And my sister was the costume maker, the prop master, and then she finished out by being part of the effects team. So people wore a lot of different hats. It wasn't just like, okay, this is what I'm doing and that's it. Everybody did something like more than one thing.
Hey, we have a chat question, and it's coming from a guy named Steve Cole. Yeah, it is his question, though. He says, what length of film is it?
What? I'm sorry?
What's the length of the film? Or I think he's asking, How long is the film?
Oh, it's a full feature. It's a full length feature. It's not a short or an episode or anything. It's a full length feature, which means a full length feature is, I believe it's 78 minutes or longer. I think we're shooting for 85 minutes, with the opening and closing credits included. So, yeah, it's a full length feature. It's a complete movie. It's not a short or anything like that.
Yeah, because I mean, I think he says cool 18 hours of filming. Wow, Steve did. Hey, we got a caller, and actually this is like one of my regulars, so let me bring him up.
Okay.
And he's probably going to talk about the movie, too, and we might go back to a little bit Survivor, too, with him. He's going to probably stay on the line for a little bit.
Okay.
Paul, you got a question, I think, for Billy, don't you?
Hi, guys. Hi, Jason. Hi, Ron. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
What's up? No, I'm just... going to pass along another question. Rachel Rose is in the chat room. Did you know that?
Rachel Rose. I believe I've heard of her before. I believe I saw a movie with her. I'm a Corey, but she's within recent memory. We just do so much stuff, you know.
She is Rachel. Had her in there, and I think she thought I was the other Paul.
Oh,
you thought you were Paul Grassi.
Paul Grassi. I've heard of him. You know, he did some kind of like mole show or something.
I need to get him on my show sometime too. I've been wanting to get him on my show sometime.
Ron, it's a never-ending list, you know.
I know. But I mean, I like Paul, and Paul was great on The Mole. I love that show. That is one of my favorite shows of all time.
He should have won the whole thing. He got eliminated because he answered the quiz, I think, a few seconds slower than the next person. So if it wasn't for that,
watch to say why he really got eliminated, because he was the loudmouth New Yorker, and they wanted the good Western family, man. The really good guy.
Speaking of good shows that we loved that aren't on anymore, like that one, have you heard, Jason, anything about them bringing back your show?
Yes, Beauty and the Geek is thoroughly in the grave. It's dead. It ain't coming back. It is gone. They did try to bring it back for season 6 with Celebrity Beauties as the twist. But they were honestly expecting to get Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton to be the celebrity beauties. And they were really overshooting their mark, because why are these women going to do a show like that? They don't need to do that. It's too much work for them. So that show is currently, it's the same production company as The Biggest Loser. So they are just, that company is completely focusing on that. And Biggest Loser season, spin-off of that. So I think Beauty and the Geek, the American version, is currently permanently in hiatus.
So Kutcher doesn't have any, it's another production company, he just kind of...
It's by Three Ball Productions. They also made The Pickup Artist, Biggest Loser, but that's really, they're really focusing on Loser right now, and then Jillian Michaels' own spinoff show.
Okay.
So are you saying Beauty and the Geek is like this?
Yes. I actually said Beauty Geek was like that while I was currently filming it.
I love that sound effect. I need to get some more.
I love that.
Yeah, you almost lost me there for a second because you kept on talking. I was like, here, let me do my sound effect. Let me do my sound effect. I'll be honest with you. I don't remember if I ever watched that one. Sorry, Jason.
No, it's okay. I'm not sure if I watched it myself either. I forgot what it was. I was really getting into American Idol that season. I was like really pulling for whatever singer was winning that year.
Yeah, don't you wish the current season of American Idol was on while your show was on, Jason?
No, I really know, because my show was on CW, and their ratings are completely faltering all over the place. I mean, I know Idol's been on the downslope for a while now, but it's still downslope, still means number one show on television. It's a tough thing up against that.
It is tough against Idol, and I know people say it's on the downfall. Do you watch it, Billy? I mean, do you watch American Idol since you're into music and everything, or
not or this season? This season they lost me as a viewer. I'm hoping next season will be a little better. This season, let's just say the singers this season wouldn't have made any of the other previous seasons, Final 12. So.
Hey, guys, I want to take this call because this person has been trying to get on the line, and it keeps on getting dropped. So I'm going to take it real quick. And I think it's a 646 area code. So I have
New York.
From New York. So let's see who it is. 646, you're on the Rad Reality Show. Your name and where you're calling from. You there?
Hello?
Yes, you're live. Name
Hi.
And where you're calling from.
This is Yelena.
Hi, Yelena.
Oh, she's from the Inferno Room. Look at that.
definitely. I seem to recall you.
Plays Claire.
Yes, Yelena plays Claire, she's my date for the Inferno Room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yelena,
that's awesome.
Mute your speaker.
So I want to say that I am so honored and proud to be in this movie because I got to work with all this great, talented, amazing people.
Oh, thank you.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. And you add to that.
I play Claire. I get possessed by the demon.
Who was the person that you think? Who was the most talented one out of the bunch? I mean, one that took up?
Of course, she's going to say it herself. You were the most talented, right, Yelena?
I am not the most talented. I'm one of the most talented.
Okay.
Billy, tell them about my crazy laughter.
Oh, she had the best laugh in the movie. I don't want to give away too much, but right. Let's just say it'll make the hair stand up on the back of your neck.
You want me to laugh on the phone?
We can't give it away for free right now, but we like Ron, so you can.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait till this movie comes out. I'm so happy to be in this movie. And
I can't wait to either. It really sounds like it's going to be an awesome movie and everything, and I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be super. And it sounds like you guys had fun. And, you know, most people, that when they do films like this, if they're having fun, that's, you know, it's the best way, you know, to film it. And do you guys agree with me on that?
I agree.
Yeah, when, you know, whatever's happening during the filming, it usually shows up in the performance. So if the filming of it is difficult and, you know, nobody wants to be there, then you get that kind of performance on screen. But if people are having a blast and they can't wait to do their performance in the scene, and, oh, what about this take? This take will be even better, and you see that show up on the screen as well. So that's what we got with this cast and the crew. We got a lot of enthusiastic people that were amped up to make this movie.
You really have to have a good repertoire between the cast and the crew off screen and on, because otherwise, like Billy said, it's going to show. Especially in the one-day shoot, it's for sure going to show.
I think you meant to say rapport, not repertoire, but go ahead. What do I know? You're the geek.
I meant the real word.
My compliments to the casting director who actually saw this.
So who is the casting director?
I would think that would be me. That would be me.
Is that Paul?
That was one of the 10 hats I wore for this movie. Only 10. I think it was more like 20, but go ahead.
Who is there? Jason? Billy? Who else?
My name is John Red. I'm the host of the Rad Reality Show. And then Paul from Minnesota, he's in here too, and he's kind of like stepping in as a little, you know, like filling, help me with the chat room and stuff. So,
he's lurking right now.
Yeah.
I heard Billy
mention
something about behind-the-scenes footage. Well, you definitely should be looking forward to see that.
Can I ask a question?
And
you know,
I'm not going to say any further anything, but just look forward to that.
Okay.
Billy, Then I have a question for Billy. Maybe he will say it. You know, when it comes to horror movies, the one reason I love watching horror movies is I get to see naked women. You know, is there naked women in it?
Wow! Let's just say, you know what? Go ahead. You know, you're on the line with her. I'll just say that.
I'm here. I'm listening. Everything.
Ron is putting it together.
I'm ready. I'm already. How much is it going to cost me? How much? Because I'm ready to see it. I mean, I'm ready to see it.
Bill, you should double the price now.
Yeah, we have to double the price, Ron.
So. If you're a good businessman now, you should double the price.
Ron, you need to buy at least five copies
now. I'm bugging it to death.
Bargaining.
And I should be able to. Yeah, I'm helping you guys out here, so I should get a free copy. I'm just playing around.
Okay, you got it.
But Ron,
but,
even I don't get a free copy.
Let me just say, you know, as one of the co-writers, I actually, you know, I kind of hooked certain things up. I made sure that, you know, Jason's date gets naked. I made sure that my date I get to have some nookie with, and poor Paul, you know, he gets to go ballistic and curse up a storm, and you know, I kind of hooked up my bros when it came to this.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to always hook up the bros. It's all about. Yeah, I understand that. It's so much fun. I've enjoyed it and everything. And the movie sounds great. And I can't wait to see. Is it Yelena?
Yelena. I'm still here.
Elena. Sorry. I can't wait to see what you do in that movie. I mean,
you can just
really,
feel
it's
it
really
by listening to me, right? Imagine how
what?
I look on the screen.
No, she's really crazy in the movie. No, seriously.
Do you have a Facebook and everything? I mean, do you have a Facebook? I mean, can we find you on Facebook?
The whole cast is on my Facebook. So if you get their cast names from the official website, which is tribal-council.org, get their cast name and then search for it on my Facebook, you'll find everybody, as well as the crew. The crew is also on my Facebook.
That's cool. I know I got the three of them on there, Jason, Paul, and you. I'll have to go and research and give me some of these other casts, like, and put them on too, because I'd love to follow and see. Plus, I got to see a picture of.
I have a picture on my page with a hole in my chest and blood all over.
But, that's the way the movie goes, man. It's a horror movie. It's going to be bloody.
Yeah.
I think we used like a quarter of a gallon of stage blood to make this movie. So we bloodied up pretty good. In fact, now that I think about it, not to give away too much, I think nobody escaped the blood.
No, we all got blood on us. That is true.
Yeah, I think nobody escaped. I think even the crew didn't escape, now that I'm thinking about it.
But that blood was edible, because I tasted it. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was cinnamon flavored, so it was good.
It was like
that's
a high corn syrup.
I mean, I love blood that tastes like cinnamon. I mean,
it was like a B negative or something, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, Rachel in the chat room says, "What did I get, Billy? Nothing."
What do you
mean?
Yeah,
Billy. What about that, Billy? Yeah, answer.
Oh, she means me hooking up the bros. Well, yeah, I did say the bros. But
she got tons of blood, apparently.
Leah was amazing. She put the scariest makeup. She was just a great team worker. I love her. I miss her, by the way. Where is she?
She's doing great. She did great as a makeup artist. She did great as an actress. I feel bad for Rachel, though, because Rachel got, at the end of the shoot, she's the last one, her and Jason were the last ones to get bloodied up. Jason got to stay around and go to a hotel room and clean up. Poor Rachel had to, you know, get driven back to New York City, then hop on a train all bloodied up to get home. So she was in the train, like, all covered in blood.
Hole in my chest, you know.
Yelena, I love your accent. What country are you from?
Ukraine.
Okay.
I'm from Russia.
I was trying to figure that, too. I love the accent, too.
Do you live in the U.S. now, or do you still live in the Ukraine?
Oh, I'm in the U.S. That's how I got a part in the movie, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, we flew her in from the Ukraine just for the movie.
Yeah. Billy found her over on the Russian .com, right? One of those Ukraine, Russian thing. And he flew her in just for the movie.
We did this worldwide casting call, and out of 40 million people.
Come on, guys. Why have to be shot in one day?
Did you guys use Reality Wanted to cast, or where did you use the cast? I mean, did you use the site?
We used a lot of Facebook, Craigslist, and Rachel, which is a great story about Rachel. We were casting her part, and We had it down to three people, and Rachel at the last minute emailed her bio and the link to her I forget what it is. I think it's NewYorkCastings.com, and so I checked it out, and I was like, oh, there she goes. That's the person we're looking for. So very last minute, she just got the part, and I'm so glad that she didn't just assume that we had already cast it. She came and she gave it a shot anyways, because she was definitely the person we were looking for. She was the perfect role for this character, Greta. And when you see her in the pictures with the pink on, and she definitely looks the role.
She looks so cute, like from musical Grease.
Yeah, Sandra Dee from Grease. Yeah, exactly, yes.
Frenchie from Grease.
We have another New York caller on, so I want to bring him up just in case.
Okay.
I need to probably move on soon, but 347.
Hello.
Hi. Name and where you calling
from? Hi, this is Leah Bittar calling from Connecticut.
Oh,
Leah! We love you! Wow, we should know the whole cast up. This is great. I love it.
Leah, what's up? It's Yelena.
Hey, Yelena, what's kicking?
I miss you, girl.
I miss you all, too. I know I was just talking to Billy earlier this week, but I just got the message about the whole, the blog live thing. So I thought I would call in and say, hey, join the party. I've been listening to you guys.
And you know what? It's awesome that you joined us. It's funny. It seems like all of us. Rachel Rose is in the chat room. Yeah, she should call in now, too.
Rachel's in the chat room. Yes, Rachel, call in. Join the party.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anybody want a cocktail?
Well, let me just say, before we get too far, Leah actually did the makeup for the whole cast. And and along the way, not only did she do the makeup for the cast, but she took part in the special effects as well. And as well as being an actor, so she wore three hats for this movie, and she pulled it off lovely. Like, she didn't miss a beat. She didn't get like stressed out at all. She was totally like on point with everything. And let me just say, our villain looked especially sweet, thanks to Leah.
Oh, thank you, Billy. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah,
really
it was awkward. A lot of fun.
Well, I'm good at stroking your ego, you know.
Yeah, he is, I have to say. I love my Billy.
Well, at least he didn't shoot you.
Well, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
wouldn't
you love
him?
Go ahead, Ron. I'll let you go.
I really don't know what to say because you guys are just having this party and I'm just letting you guys have it. I mean,
honey, let us take control. We got this. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you guys have it under control. I do have some other people trying to call in. I got another thing calling in towards, but I want to stay with you guys because you guys are having so much fun. And
oh,
I
we're not going
work.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys are here, so I'm going to keep you a little longer. I told Billy an hour or so, but you will go, you know, I want to go with this. And plus, Rachel's up here, I think. I'm guessing this is Rachel.
Yes,
all
she
right,
is.
Let's
How
find
are
out.
You doing?
So, I'm doing great. So you're going to talk about your stuff with you on the movie, too, now?
Yeah. We're just going to keep the talk about the movie going, aren't we?
Might as well. Go for it.
Hey, hey.
Billy, this is all your fault.
Yeah, of course it is. It's always my fault.
Guys, let's start shooting the sequel.
Yeah, right? We're going to make the Inferno too.
I'm ready to be resurrected. I feel very resurrected.
Aww.
Oh,
good.
In case you wait,
Billy, next time.
Yeah. You know what, though, ladies, since you brought up the sequel, I actually have the idea for the sequel, how I could bring everybody back.
Really?
Really?
You've not shared this with me. I'm completely in the dark on this. where was I? Cheating?
Jason,
Billy,
I told you.
Do you think when we shoot the sequel, we could maybe shoot it in 2 days instead of one?
No. Rachel shot like 3 movies over like 1 weekend.
Seriously?
You all go for the whole week.
Jason, I told you the idea of the sequel. You just didn't take me seriously. You thought I was joking.
I thought you were joking about the first one.
But I was thinking of doing just an alternate universe version of the movie where, okay, it all happens again, but different. That's all.
Okay, now you're just copying an episode of Prince. I get Billy on everything that
No, it's Lost. Get it right. It's Lost.
Same guy, J.J. Abrams, Fringe, Lost.
This is not hysteria.
It's the line from the movie.
I
feel very nostalgic right now. I miss you guys.
Yeah,
I agree.
Ron, I apologize in advance.
hey, Jason, it's awesome. I'm glad you all called in, and I want you, this is the thing is I do have something else that I need to go to in at least another couple of minutes and everything, and I hate to do it, but you know what? I have next Monday open again because the co-host that normally is with me is totally she's up in this event and everything that I'm about ready to bring up from Big Brother and everything. I would love to bring you guys back on again, you know, if you guys
okay,
want
cool.
to.
Yeah.
Cool.
And maybe we could, you know, do like a part two of the stuff.
Yeah,
I had planned only an hour, and I had brought up a second part of, you know, the show and everything. And I see a couple of my people that are trying to call in or are trying to get in, and I'm kind of been holding off.
We're tying them up.
No, it's all good. I was planning. I love that you guys are talking about the movie, and I would love to plug it again. Like I said, Monday, Billy, can we do it Monday?
Absolutely, we can do it Monday. And for all the people that were tuning in for me to dish on the Virginia event, we'll do that on Monday as well.
Whoa! Wait a second! I want
to
hear about this.
But listen to me. It's at 7 o'clock, though. It's 7 o'clock Eastern time. Is that going to be a problem with you guys?
Not with me.
I might have to work on
that
day.
What is the Eastern time? What is the Eastern time mean?
I'm not right?
Wait, so did somebody not know what Eastern time was?
Yeah.
We all know. Yelena doesn't know.
Well, she's from Ukraine, dude. They don't have.
I don't know.
Okay.
Just 7 o'clock, Elena. Just 7 o'clock.
Billy, you're always behind 7 hours.
Billy, explain to your Russian bride what Eastern time is.
That's funny.
I am kidding.
But anyways, guys, so we can, well, and like Billy said, we can dish about Virginia. Even though I wanted to dish about Virginia tonight,
Yeah, so did I. That's why I called in.
I definitely want to hear more about Virginia. But I don't. I do want to. They're up there, and they're in. And my friend, my co-host Deb is on the line right now, and I want to make sure she gets up and we can talk a little rainbow before the show's over with. And I have
so cool. So thanks for having us on, and I guess we'll do this again on Monday.
Yeah Monday.
Thanks,
like I said, I'll message you, and we'll play one of your songs, and we'll. We'll do part two, and I'll even set it up. You know what I want to do, Billy? I'll make sure it's on the marquee.
Oh, thank you.
Ron.
Put it in the marquee tonight for I hope I can do it still. It might have to, get it. I can't remember. If Blog Talk is stupid. Like, they take out the weekends. So I mean, you know what I mean? So, like, I have to get it in, like, on Thursday before noon or – if it's Friday before noon, but if not, we'll plug it and we'll do it again, and we'll do part two and have fun again.
All right, sounds good. And I'll just say to my cast who's on the line right now, hey, anybody down to see Nightmare on Elm Street this Sunday, just give me a Facebook message and we'll go.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
And let's try to get Paul maybe to call in maybe Monday if he can. We'll try to
get
Paul.
Where's Paulie? I freaking miss him, and I can't get in touch with him. What the heck?
I know. Where is
Paulie?
So we'll make sure he gets in on Mondays, too. So, hey, Billy, thank you, and everyone, thank you for calling in. This has been a great show. I actually wish we could go longer, but I want to make sure I give fair due to my big brother boys, too. And girls.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna start by just, you guys can hang or I can try to hang. And I want to bring Deb up.
Thank you.
And Paul, help me
Ron?
Talk. Deb,
hello?
Deb.
Hello?
Yes,
Deb. You know what? I've been trying to get to you guys, and I have, you know what? I have so much going on tonight, but you know what? I love my big brother people. So who do you have with you?
There's Casey just walked in the door. Alex is over here, but they're talking to fans, and Seth, Michelle Noonan, and Laura, and... her boy, and then Laura's boyfriend, Ben Stein, and then Howie, if you can't hear him. Sing it again, Howie.
Hey, Howie!
Did you hear that?
Yes, I love it. So much love
okay,
it.
That's enough, Howie.
No, keep on saying it, buddy.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you're... You want to talk to Michelle?
Yeah, let me talk to... Yeah, just
okay,
pass the phone. We'll just do that. Hey, Paul, Jeff,
hey, Ron,
go help me, sweet. Doing great. Are you guys having a blast? I hear Howie back there. Is he, like, loud and obnoxious like always?
Yeah, we just ran into all the fans here at Rambo Reality Reunion 3, and, Howie started off by serenading everyone, as usual. So
hi, Michelle. This is Paul from Minnesota. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, Michelle, are you like, is it like a big fest up there? Have you guys saw Bigfoot yet, or have you, I mean, I know you saw Howie, but I've hearing Bigfoot's been sighted.
You know, a lot of people here, Ronnie's here, Casey's here, Alex, let's see, Joe, yeah. Sheila and of course Raquel is there too, so it's a great time. Everyone just came in like an hour.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Would you do me a big favor and thank Kathleen?
Sorry. It's hard to hear in here, so many people are so excited.
Hey, Paul, it's going to be hard to hear tonight.
Okay.
So we're going to have to, things really short. Yeah. But hey, Michelle.
Yeah?
You have fun, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. Yeah, we definitely will. We'll tweet as many pictures as possible.
Man, this cell reception is bad up there. Okay, Debbie, you back with it, or is this Michelle still?
Okay. Hi, Ron. I can't hear so much anymore.
No, I know. I'm having a hard time, too. The cell is kind of breaking up and everything, so I understand.
Okay, bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Michelle. Michelle, hey, is this Deb?
It's probably because Holly was standing too close.
They
was
dropped.
Screwing up
they
the reception.
Yeah.
Before I forget, Jess says do not pick her up. She's just listening.
Yeah, I see. I'm seeing everything.
Okay, I didn't
with
know.
That and everything. But, hey, if we do get somebody in, it's like that, we're going to have to, just let them talk. And
wow,
just,
yeah,
you know,
I guess you're right. I'm picking up on that now. It's kind of...
It's going to be hard because...
But it's so good for
you.
Them having fun. It's good to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm glad we got one. And we had another caller, and I'm going to text them right now and tell them to call back. Or actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do one step better. Hey, we got another caller. Let's see if this is a better phone or...
Hold on.
206. Right,
206.
Okay.
That would be me. Hold on a second.
This is Missy, isn't it? Missy.
Hi.
You're live with us. Hey. We just had Deb on the phone, and I talked to Michelle Noonan. I said, you can't hear me either, can you?
No, it's too loud.
I know. I heard Holly. Did you hear Holly?
Holly, whatever.
Oh,
are you doing a show? Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing up here. Where are you?
Oh, okay. Who's this on the phone?
It's Sheila.
Oh, is this Sheila?
From BB9.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing, but I hear it now. And yeah, welcome. Hey. It is amazing, isn't it? We've seen pictures. I see you rode with the Three Stooges, Howie, Joe, and Ronnie today. Was that
yes,
fun?
Yes, it was,
Ryan,
very, it was a very interesting ride, yes.
And Chicken George.
For some reason, they wanted to talk about my photos in Penthouse 25 years ago. So I don't know
I bet Howie was all into that, wasn't he?
They were all into the
Was Howie all into that? Was that the first time you met Howie?
Chicken George liked it more.
Oh, Chicken George.
Yeah, Chicken George just could not get off the subject. I don't know why.
Cousins.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Sheila, it's because he's as old as I am.
Well, I told him, I said, look, guys, you need to do some manscaping. I don't like the bush anymore. I hope you're manscaping these days. Okay?
Sheila, I tried to get this word out. I think you need to... give a special thank you to all that Kathleen does.
I will definitely thank Kathleen.
And this is Paul Minnesota, if you didn't catch that, by the way.
This is just so awesome. I mean, this is my first year here at Rainbow, and it's just amazing. Of course I came to see Missy, of course, and Andy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you saw Chelsea and Josh yet? And
no, I don't think Chelsea is in yet, and I don't think Josh is in yet.
Okay, I didn't know if they were made it yet.
I think they're shopping at Target somewhere. I think maybe in Eugene. I'm not sure.
I just saw that they were driving. They were in Portland, and then they were traveling. I've been watching this all day on Twitter. People have been tweeting all day.
About what?
It's kind of like Santa Claus. You know, I've been watching people go in. I know Michelle is somewhere between Detroit and Oregon. Michelle Noonan, or not Michelle Noonan.
Michelle
Costa.
Here right now, and she has purple hair.
No, Michelle
and
Costa.
Joe is
Costa.
Drinking my wine, so I'm gonna put Joe on. Hold on a minute.
Okay, Joe, yeah, let's
go. Oh, hi.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. I got one request, okay?
Okay.
Don't touch the ham and don't throw it this year, please.
I'm sorry. A ham? I don't think Chelsea is here yet.
No. Oh, Chelsea is not there yet, so you can't throw it yet?
Oh, you mean ham in her face. Oh, I thought he was making some sort of funny comment.
Yeah, come
on. I just was like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, I just so how is it? You've been riding with you've been hanging with Ronnie all day, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you been?
It was crazy. I happened to fly into the same airport he did, and then we all were lucky enough to have our friend Moosey Fowler come and take us to this wonderful place of Rainbow.
And you had Howie there and.
Sheila, Chicken George. Oh, it was all sorts of nonsense.
Is Cowboy there yet? Has those guys showed up yet? Have Cowboy and his group?
Yeah, Cowboy's totally here. He can't keep his shirt on. His nipple rings are flying everywhere.
That's so funny. Paul, do you got anything to ask?
Hey, Joe, how you doing? This is Paul from Minnesota.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Don't you?
You guys stopped on the way on the drive. You stopped in for a bite of lunch. Did you drive everybody in the restaurant crazy?
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, there's Applebee's, and a couple of people had come up, but the big hit was when we were in Walgreens buying condoms. This lady approached us and is like, I can't help but notice you guys are all from Big Brother as we're standing next to the condoms. And we're like, oh, yeah, we are. And these aren't for any of us. We're buying them for a friend.
And who this year have you not, were you looking forward to seeing that you hadn't seen in a while?
The person I'm most looking forward to see that I haven't seen in a while is easily my friend Mel. And she's been up here waiting in Oregon for my return for possibly the longest time of any human being in existence. And I absolutely love her to death, period. Yeah. And Mel's right here. She can say, hey. And John.
Who was that?
Okay, we have a fan here who apparently wants to talk.
Yep.
Okay, Missy said, let's go. And thank you so much for everybody listening and tuning in. Appreciate it all. Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem, Joe. It's awesome. I'm glad you were able to update us and everything.
Oh, totally.
So, Missy,
I'll keep you updated. Trust me. There's going to be lots of naughty pictures later.
And give us some.
Oh, I know.
Give us some tweets.
I don't think I can put them on Facebook because they have that age restriction issue. Do you guys have an X? If you have an XTube subscription.
XTube?
Yeah, if you have an XTube subscription, you can find me under Joe BBA Big Cock. Just kidding.
I thought only Steven is the porn.
All right,
you gotta go. I thought only Steven is the
porn.
Yes?
It's Missy.
Hey,
Missy, you're doing a great
hilarious.
Job. Being...
Can you guys hear me?
No.
Yo, we hear you loud and clear. I'm just cracking up over Joe still. And I Cowboy and those guys, I believe Heather was trying to call in, and I still had my other guests still on. So I was hoping they would keep calling in too. So you can see them there.
That's a shame. What? I have to say this. There's a fan here. His name is Gabor. And you can find him all over pretty much everybody's Facebook. He's definitely a Big Brother fan, and he's here. It's the first time meeting him. So I want him to be on your show so he can tell you what it's like.
You know what? I know Gabor.
You know Gabor?
Make sure you don't hang up. Hey, don't hang up, though, because I have one big question.
Okay, he's right here. I'll let him talk, okay? Hold on.
Yeah.
There you go, Gabor.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, are you having fun? Are you having fun?
Hey, Rob, this is Gabor from Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I know. I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me okay?
I can't really hear, but it's really exciting and just a wonderful experience.
Is this the first time you ever been to a Big Brother event?
Everybody's
right?
so awesome.
Yeah. Who's your favorite that you've seen?
I saw the Inn, the Farm Resort, the store that Gail has, the drive here, really beautiful, all the greenery.
That's awesome.
A really wonderful place.
What Big Brother people have you seen that you've never? I mean, for them being their first time, who's your favorite that you've seen?
I haven't seen any of them, and I saw Casey, Joe, Alex, and Laura, and Michelle, and Ronnie, and so many people.
And you're just having fun, ain't you?
It's just a real experience. It's really
awesome.
Too good to be
awesome,
true.
Awesome.
Well, Deborah, we're following from Minnesota, Paul D. Reed on Twitter. We're following you, so keep tweeting.
I am Casey's worst life ever.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Yeah, give me, why don't we get Misty back on for a second?
All right. I'll give you a thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Here. Man, they're loud and they're obnoxious. They can tell already.
Yeah, shut up. Hold on a second. Here's Casey.
Oh my gosh, Casey. Hey, Casey.
Hamburger helper.
Casey. Hey, Casey. Hey, do you got to go make some hamburger helper?
Do you have to what?
Make some hamburger helper.
Make some hamburger helper. I love hamburger helper, man.
I know the last time you were on my show, you had to go make some hamburger helper. And, you know, I play that clip all the time. I play the clip all the time.
You know, we're out here in California, man. Go ahead.
Are you having fun? Do you got the banana suit?
You know, I brought the banana suit in case we had to, you know, the obligatory banana suit appearance. So it is here. We'll see what happens.
Okay, that's awesome. Hey, Casey, you know what I got? I believe I got some more people on the line. That's going.
Okay.
Don't you stay with me. I mean, hey, Heather, do you have somebody with you? Is this Cowboy?
Cowboy.
So, hey, Casey, you hear Cowboy? Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We got Casey on the line with you.
All right, how are you, Tracy?
Hello?
Okay, Missy, is that you back?
Oh, Missy.
No, I had Casey on the line, too. I had Casey and you.
And
you guys are... Yeah, I had Casey with us.
Oh, Casey.
Casey, are you still with us?
I'm not from here, so I'm not. Thanks so much. I'm looking at you.
Hey,
I'll
tell you what. If y'all
ain't
coming,
y'all need to come to Rainbow, Oregon. Hello? I'm going to do that. Okay. Casey, you still with us? Missy. Who's on Missy's phone? Okay.
So, Ron, what's going on?
I'm trying to get everyone organized. Okay, so Cowboy, you're not
What's
there
up?
Yet, are you?
I
you're
am.
Not there
I
yet.
I am. Let me look. We are about 10 minutes away.
You're about 10 minutes away.
We're 10 minutes away. We've traveled all day long. We've got up at 3 o'clock this morning. and it is 8:30, and we're having loads of time now.
I know, I can hear it. This is awesome. Okay. Are you guys listening to music, or is that rain? Is it raining there?
No. Actually, it has not rained on us once down here so far. It's a record. But hold on, Heather. Will you turn down the music? Just
no, we're having fun.
This first song.
Hey. No, it's a Paul. You're with me. You're gonna have to stay here, buddy.
I'm here.
I've lost everyone. I was hoping Missy would call back though. Missy, I wanted to bring up
Cowboy
was,
is in the car
here.
On somebody's phone. I get it now.
Yes. It's awesome though. We've had like a bunch of calls, and I'm gonna have to re-listen because some of this conversation I totally miss, and
Well, I know it's not perfect, but it feeds my big brother desires, and Jess wants to get on too.
Okay, Jess wants to get on. Give me 1 second. And everything. Oh man. Oh. Jess, you're with us. And
oh my God! They all sound drunk.
yeah, you know what? They did, and I wanted to ask Missy one quick question, and Missy's phone died, or Missy's gone. Man, I don't know which one sounded worse.
What were you going to ask her?
I want to see if I can get her back on.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a quick song for us, okay? I need to take a break anyway, so I'm, like, overdrive. This has been, like, an hour and a half of awesome fun, and I'm just trying to keep it going smoothly. Billy and his group was awesome. I'm still was blown away, and now we had all the Big Brother people calling in, and tonight it's been huge. I mean, I'm hoping we can maybe, you know, get some better reception maybe on Sunday. Maybe they won't be not tonight. They're all partying. They're all getting together. So, you know, I know there's going to be a little, but I'm going to try to get Missy back on. I don't even know where to start. My heart has just been, it's been like, bum, bum, bum. It's been so hectic. You know, everyone's, you know, just going crazy. And you know what? I'm really glad we had a small crowd tonight in the chat room. There's going to be lots of people that, you know, are wanting to hear this kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm glad my listeners that are regular listeners was able to hear this only, you know what I mean? And they can listen to the podcast and everything. Because we had a bunch of people already talk, even though it was hard to hear and everything. And you know what I'm going to do is play a song. And, oh, wait, Missy's back. Missy's back.
Yes, I'm back.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Cowboy was so freaking loud. I don't know why he didn't tell them to turn down their music. And
Cowboy's
I
not even here.
No, he's in the car. You just missed it. When I had Casey on,
yeah,
Cowboy was on the line too, but his music was so blaring.
He's
that,
about 10 minutes away, Missy.
He said about 10 minutes.
Oh, all right. Good.
So
I
got
30
more minutes left. But hey, Missy, I do have one question to ask you.
Yes.
You know, we've been talking about Bigfoot all day.
Okay.
You know, have you seen Bigfoot? You know what I'm saying?
But
my question, is there a Kazer scene yet in Rainbow, or have you heard any news about Kazer?
This is what I know. There is no Kazer sighting as of yet. I heard there will be a Kazer sighting Saturday.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
Wait. Are you positive, or is this like a 50-50, or is it like a 60-40? Do you know? I mean, what would
you
think?
You know, I asked, and I was told he needs to be picked up Saturday. Now, whether he gets on his plane or not and gets here, I don't know. He is one I would
not. I hear
not
Kevin's
bet.
Coming in on Saturday too, though. And then Kevin's coming in on Saturday. Kevin's coming in. PB 12. Oh, wait, 11.
PB 11. Yeah. PB
yeah.
11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe both of them will take this, you know, get there about the same time and be able to. Man,
right.
Casey,
it is,
everyone,
it is
everyone sounds like they're having a ball already and everything.
Everybody's mad because they couldn't talk to Casey. He's standing right here. He can hear this.
What?
Time.
No, no.
Casey's right here. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, let me. Hey, Casey.
Hello.
I brought Cowboy on, and he didn't know how to turn down his music.
Yeah, Cowboy sounds like he's having a party.
Yeah, he's about 10 minutes away from you guys, and he sounds like he's about ready when he pulls in. You know, you go out there. When have you met Cowboy yet? You haven't met Cowboy yet, have you?
Yeah, no, we met. Yeah, he's cool.
Have you met him?
At the Vegas?
Okay.
We met at Vegas.
No,
yeah,
he didn't come to Vegas. He didn't come to Vegas.
Well, where in the hell did I meet him? Maybe I met him at the finale. I want to say I know him.
No.
I mean, maybe, I mean.
I know where you met him. You know where you met him? On BB 11, when you fell off the thing, the toilet lid, he was standing outside waiting for it to get in the house.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it.
I'm joking. Lots of people get Cowboy and Steven messed up, too.
Well, I don't, but I mean, I know who Cowboy is.
Casey, is this the first time you met Ben Stein?
Yeah. Ben Stein. Ben Stein is here.
Did you guys drove in together?
We did. Yes. We flew in the Eugene. We got the Alicia Keys remix. And Eugene, nothing's made of cocaine. Right here in Eugene.
I bet you and Alex.
Exactly.
Alex was with
Casey, have you
wasn't
checked
he?
Out your DJ equipment yet? Are you ready for Alex?
Yeah, no, Alex ain't ready for me. we are trying to work it out, man. We're trying to work it out. We gonna get it right, man. It's gonna be a big party tomorrow night. Don't worry about it. Let us do what we do, you know.
Nope.
Yeah, is both of you guys gonna do it, or just him, or is it gonna be both of you guys?
Both of us guys DJing tomorrow night, man. I brought the music. Oh, there's a car pulling in. Is this the Cowboy? Uh-oh, we got booty shorts in the building.
Booty shorts? Who got booty shorts on?
Not again.
Somebody, Daisy Dukes. Look at that girl in Daisy Dukes song.
Oh, my gosh. That's
yeah,
funny.
It's a little bit
you're funny. You know, Casey, you're one of the funniest people that was on Big Brother, and I just really appreciate you and your
No,
humor.
Man. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling and having us on and all that. We out here in Rainbow.
I love it. My fans are loving it, too. They're in the chat. I had Billy Garcia from Survivor on before you guys did this stuff tonight. And I made sure I gave some time to Big Brother because I wanted to touch the fans because my fans are. So.
Your fans are what?
I said the fans for Big Brother, I know, wanted to hear some of you guys talk before. There's lots of fans that wish they could be up there. I'm one of them. And,
well, come on. Where are you at?
Oh, I can't fly right now. I'm having some personal heart health issues.
Okay, well, man, get well, homie. Get well.
But I am coming to Vegas. I'm there in Vegas this year.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to be there. I'm gonna ride out to that too, man.
I'm definitely
gonna
do that.
We had a good time, man. We got the Club CC going, man. I got Laura and Michelle and my wife. We got a lot of. It's like 7,000 CCs out there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, son?
Yeah.
So,
I love it.
We are out here kicking it, man. And, you know, if anybody's listening and you're considering the drive, come on up and see us up here at Rainbow. It's going to be a wild weekend. We can play some golf. We're going to do some whitewater rafting. I think I'm going
to
catch
some event,
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
If I spot Bigfoot now, I got a dart gun. I'm going to take him down.
Oh, are you? I've been told he's there. I've been told somebody saw him. I've been told.
No, that's not you. That's Howie. Hold on. Yeah. It was Howie, not Bigfoot.
It was Howie. Oh, okay. Yeah, I do an imitation of Howie. Oh, Casey, okay. Casey.
Oh, man,
love you, Casey.
He's a wild dude, man. He's a wild dude. He's a big dude.
Oh, I love
dude,
Howie's
man.
My man. Howie's my man. He's awesome.
He's cool.
He's awesome.
He's cool, peeps.
Hey, Casey.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's Paul. When do you get there?
When do what?
When does Lydia arrive?
Lydia, I do not know. Good question. I don't know if her and Kevin are coming up together. I don't know if they're driving or whatever, but 1 o'clock a.m. is what I've heard, which is
okay.
4 o'clock on the East Coast, so I'm going to see if I can stay up, but probably not.
Kevin is in Vegas until – he's not getting there till Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that's my dude, man. He's working on my website, actually, MingoMix.com.
He's doing a good job.
He is. No, he's a real professional. You know what? I'm gonna step inside, have some dinner.
Yep.
Let me get you out back, man. I'll holler at y'all.
No, Casey. Thank you for stepping in with us. Oh, Missy.
It's me. Missy. It's me. Yes.
Missy.
Yes. Here.
These guys have been drinking a little bit, have they?
No. You know what? Everybody's tired from golfing, from flying in, they haven't eaten yet. You know, everybody's, you know, Casey, Alex, Howie, Sheila, Philip Allen's here. I mean, everybody's basically here, you know. They're tired from flying. They're just now starting to drink, but they're getting something to eat, so.
Yeah, I know Cowboy sounded like he had something, though, in his car.
I can't wait for Cowboy to get here.
Hey, Missy?
I was hoping he would get there, we have to hang out. Hey, can I ask one question, though, real quick?
I'll do my best.
Hey,
go ahead.
This is simple stuff. So everyone's pretty much there. Chicken George is there. Howie's there, and everyone. So we're just pretty much waiting for – you're waiting for Cowboy. You're waiting for Kevin and James.
Chelsea and Josh.
Chelsea and Josh. I believe they're driving, though. They should be here shortly. Last tweet that I've heard of or seen says that they were at Target. So they'll be here. They were in Portland traffic. So Chelsea will be here. Josh will be here. James Ryan is going to be here. Lydia and Kevin are
tomorrow.
Supposed to be here. Yes, and Kesar. I believe
so
those
now
are
we're
the
just,
ones missing. The Cowboy's on his way, right?
Cowboy just kind of called in and pretty much was on his way and ready, you know, he said 10 minutes, but, you know.
Oh, 10 minutes, it's forever. I mean, the weather's really bad, not going to lie. And Michelle Koff is coming in tonight, too, so.
I knew that. She was in Detroit already.
Right.
She was in Detroit, yeah.
Lots of fans down here, lots of fans.
What fans did you meet that you met before, Missy?
You know what? I met Gabor. I got to tell you, Gabor, I've been in contact with Gabor for a long time, you know, Facebooking each other, and, you know, God, it was so wonderful to meet him in person.
Where is he from? What
you know
was
what?
That accent?
What, say that again?
His accent. Where is he from?
I don't know, but I'm about to find out.
Okay.
And
Missy?
I got to see Sandy again, yes. And
that was the first
time
I ever heard Gabor, and it was awesome to hear him and everything and talk to him. I was having a hard time with him, but it was so intriguing because, you know, I'm like you. I've had him on my Facebook forever.
He's a really wonderful guy. I got to tell you, he said this is surreal to him. He's like, oh, my God, this is surreal. So.
Yeah, I mean, this is. I remember him back in the days when you did your chat room. And Sheila sounded like she was having fun. Hey, is Chicken George Brown? I mean, is Chicken George?
Chicken
Brown?
George, I don't see him. You know what? He came in earlier when he just got here, and some fans pulled him aside, and he ended up having a drink. that lasted quite a long time, so everybody was looking for him, so they just got him back to his cabin to where he could change his clothes, refresh, and then come back. So he's not
okay.
in here right now, but he is here. You know, he got sidetracked. Someone sidetracked him right away, so.
No, I was just, because he, you know, I'm going to make sure Michelle, Michelle has to grab Chicken George.
Chicken George.
I've never had, I've never had Chicken George on my show yet. Everyone else, I think that's him and Josh are, and Kaiser has not called it. But most of these people have been on my show, and I've always wanted to talk. I've talked to Chicken George before, but I definitely help him. But what is?
Well, I hope everybody follows your links that you'll put out to see like the karaoke and the DJing and stuff that will be happening. I know you'll be on it, Ron, so everybody that's listening to your show right now, I hope they follow everything that you post out there. Remember, cell phone signal is really tough, and so is computer signal. So.
Yeah, I can tell already. And the biggest thing, and something I want to say, is people like tonight, just one thing I've been really doing with my, and I've been trying to stay patient with you guys, because I know you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping
if
people that do listen to this, if they
if it
listen
all
to this.
And long, I'm sorry.
What?
I said if it sounds all clustered and everything, I'm sorry. I'm doing my best so I can keep signal.
No, no. That's what I was getting ready to say. Anybody that does listen to it tonight, you got to remember this is a remote conversation. These people are in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's Oregon. And
I'm actually getting drenched while I'm doing this because I'm standing outside and it is pouring rain. So you better.
Oh, it is raining?
It's pouring.
It is raining? Oh,
yes.
Go inside then, Missy.
I don't want to lose signal.
Yeah. Is there anybody else around? Do you want to pass the phone to anybody?
Actually, no. They're all sitting down to eat. They're all
okay,
sitting down to
cool.
eat.
Hey,
so
I'm gonna do this anyways. Yeah, I know. And I don't want to. You know, I don't want to be a nuisance or anything with them. It's all good. And
it is. I hope everybody's listening has enjoyed it. We're trying to do our best from this remote location to bring you the very best. And follow the links. Follow people. Everybody, shut up.
Yeah, because
follow everybody.
I'm hoping maybe Sunday. I have a show Sunday night around 11 o'clock. The same time, 11 o'clock. Your guys' time. So
we'll try.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. You know,
right.
Try maybe then. And I know you're going to be on the BB Hour, maybe trying to do it too.
Oh,
so
shit.
We'll
that's right, Saturday.
Yeah, we'll try. I'm just going to say, Missy. Is I know there's, you know, and actually I want to talk to this about this with you for anybody that is listening or just listen to this. But, you know, the people that if you see somebody try to use a Ustream or if there's somebody like doing it at some point and it messed up, it's not their fault. It's where Rainbow is. Like tonight. I mean, you know, it's been hard because, like, there's so much music going on and there's stuff going
so
on.
So many people talking and pulling each other aside. And
yeah, I can hear
I love
it.
Casey's
I mean, I
wife. Casey's wife is wonderful, by the way. This is the first time I had a conversation with Casey's wife. Beautiful woman. Love her.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, and like, we had Michelle Noonan on with Deb, you know, and tell Deb.
Right.
Just tell Deb because Deb had her phone died on her. Or
yes,
her. So
I know.
Thank you, too, because
I
didn't get a chance.
She's
to
trying, too. She
her.
Keeps looking at me. I keep looking at her, and we're like, can you get through? Can you get through? Can you get through? So we've been trying back and forth, so.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going inside.
And,
I'm freezing
and just,
cold, and it is raining.
No, go inside. Go inside. And if
all
you
right.
want to hang up, go ahead. And,
I am. Love
I'm
you
gonna,
guys. Have enjoy the rest of your show.
Yeah, I got about another 12 minutes. I'm going to see if Cowboy maybe calls back in. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to talk to Paul.
Okay.
And maybe Paul can look at Twitter and see if any news is coming out from Twitter, because I don't have a Missy, thank you for calling in. Tell everyone.
You're welcome.
You
hear I'm going inside. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Listen to it.
Love you, Missy. I'll let you hang
too.
Up.
Have fun. All right. Bye-bye.
Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Paul, I'm going to play a song real quick, okay? And if Paul, if you do me a favor and just go look at the tweeter and see what kind of information we can find. And then we'll come back after the song, and we're going to play a quick, it's going to be a quick song. I got to shut up for a second. I've been talking since 10 o'clock, and I haven't had a chance to break. So, okay, I'm going to play Banana Splits in honor of Casey, and we'll be back. Dead Cakes is, if you guys hear, I'm going to post this in the chat room. Dead Cakes has a chat room on US Stream, and you need to make sure you bookmark it and everything. Paul, you might want to help me on that because I'm like all over the map right now.
I'm doing it right now.
And if you can, we can say it out loud too in case I mean, who have we talked to already? We talked to, we had Cowboy on there for a little bit. We had.
Okay, let me explain what I just put. I'm sorry to interrupt, but what I just put in there, Deb that is on the show, and she's got her own Twitter called Crummy Cakes, but she put up a new Twitter account called Big Brother USA. And in that Twitter, which I just put the link to, it's, you know, the twitter.com/ Big Brother USA. In that Twitter account, she is going to post when she might be doing a live Ustream, and she'll tweet a link to the Ustream, and she'll be using her phone or whatever to actually do a live Ustream at times. So you never know when she might do it. So if you follow that Twitter, at least you'll be aware of it that way. Is that what you're getting at, Ron?
Yeah, and I bookmarked it, actually, myself. I had bookmarked it, and I'm just going to keep it open when I go to bed and everything. It looks like she did something with Howie about, like, 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
And I'm actually, you know, I'm going to watch it right now while we sit here. Actually, I think might have been during the time... And actually, for a cell phone and everything, it's really good footage and everything. I see Ronnie. I see, Michelle, Cal's there. I can't remember who said something about Cal. Cal said something funny. What was it? Or Sheila or somebody said something funny about Cal. You remember what it was?
You mean on the phone?
Maybe it's Joe. Yeah, on the phone. Joe, or somebody.
It was so hard to understand. I can't remember unless you can jog my memory.
Yeah, I can't remember either. It's been a crazy show. I mean, along with the first people.
Yes.
Him and everything. There's Howie.
And for people that aren't on Ustream yet, what she does, not only will she do a live stream, but once that's over, it is archived so you can play it back, and that's what Ron's doing right now, playing back something that was streamed a while ago. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch it after the show's over with. We got a few more minutes. I'm going to hold it just in case Cowboy calls back and everything. It's been awesome. Man, what a show. It's been fun, and I've been trying my – so Cowboy was trying to call in with Heather's phone, during the end of – you know, and then when I realized that Michelle was not going to be here next Monday, so I said, you know, let's just continue Billy and everything next week, and we can do the Rainbow stuff tonight still. I couldn't believe we, you know, how much information I've put into this whole night. We've had a lot of information. I mean, not information, but, you know, fun. I mean, it's been fun. I've sat here. I wanted to ask Missy if she saw Big John yet.
Oh, yeah, no, Big John, I saw him either in, I think it was Facebook. He's coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
It says picking up Lydia later tonight, Eugene.
That's Moosey.
Later, too, with my friend from.
It sounds like that tweet that she's saying that Moosey's saying that she has a friend up in Portland that's going to wait and drive Costa down, but that sounds like Moosey's going up to pick Lydia up.
Yeah, and we know the friend.
From Portland?
The friend is a regular on our show.
Tracy,
that's right.
Tracy, yes.
Oregon Beaver.
Yeah, Oregon. I say that name so many different ways. I think whatever I decide to say it one day, it's going to be. You know what? I had to do this in honor of Howie and the people out there in Oregon. You know what I'm going to do? Yes, you're right. I'm going to do it. Let's do it. I love it.
Howie, they're going to go Bigfoot hunting. Bigfoot hunting?
What?
I'm very interested.
Yeah. Yes, I am too.
When Howie comes to Rainbow, we always talk that we're going to go with our flashlights and get a group of us and go Bigfoot hunting. We're going to find them. Can I dress up as Bigfoot and run around in the woods? Yeah, you could.
So are you saying Bigfoot is up in Oregon?
Yes. Howie and I believe that Bigfoot is here. He's paying you a visit. He's giving you some love.
Hey, if you ever find the Bigfoot, make sure you get him to call into the show, because I'd really like to be the first person to do.
And apparently.
Man, yeah, I'm trying to see if there's any news on everybody else. I'm kind of going through and seeing what's going on. Oh, here's something else that we need to plug. Man, there is a Bigfoot. If you guys don't have this blog, go to this. Here's another good Rainbow thing. Phil Allen has a blog, and he's going to be, it looks like he's going to be doing the stuff from the blog. It's called Phil's World, Photo World, and everything. So I'm trying to figure out, he's got some pictures of Bigfoot on there already, and it looks like he has some other stuff. So if you haven't checked out his, you know, I need to get Philip Allen on here one day to do a little interview with us. You know, check it out. Hey, we only got 90 seconds left. Jess, I know you've been quiet over there. Have you had fun tonight?
I have indeed, like always.
And Paul, thank you for helping. It was a crazy show. I can't wait to, Sunday should be fun. I don't think we're going to do another one until Sunday, and I'm hoping to maybe organize something Sunday with the Amazing Race.
I'm sorry to interrupt because the stream's going to go, but 2 p.m. Pacific time, Nikki's going to have Missy call in from Rainbow on her show.
Yeah, and if you heard, Missy, I'm going to have to try to open a reminder.
Yes.
You know, everything. I'm planning on it. I would follow Paul's list or follow me because I'm going to – I mean, I might fall asleep tonight. I'll be honest with you. I'm exhausted. Oh, what a show. I mean, we've had a lot of – I mean, who did all call in? Let's think about everyone that we talked to. Michelle Noonan, Missy, Casey, Sheila, Joe, Cowboy. Did I miss anybody?
Yes.
Deb. And I'm not counting.
Or.
What?
Gabor.
Who? Paul.
Hello.
Oh, Gabor. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Gabor. And then we had Billy and Jace Prager and Yanda. I can't. Is that how you say her name?
Yolanda.
Elena.
Thank you, Jeff.
Elena?
Yeah, Elena.
Elena's actually in the chat room and trying
and
to
Rachel
talk to
Rose.
Hey, Rachel Rose and what's the other one? Leanna. Leanna, what's her name?
Leah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm going to have to get their names and hope they all can call back Monday. Oh, my gosh. We got some shows good. We got some really good shows planned. And I'm about ready to go crazy on writing some letters. Man, I guess, and Jess, and if you guys have anybody that you guys, you know, Jess, I'll throw this out to you too. I know you got connections, you know, or you not got connections, but you know people that, you know, you want to maybe have on the show. Tell me, and I'll do my best to get them. I know one person I'm working on. I had to wait till the show's over with, and I want to see, and then I'm going to go and fight, see if I can get him on the show. I'm not going to say the names because I don't want to give it away, but you love him, and you've been watching Dancing with the Stars because of him. So he's on my list. I want him on the show. I want the girl that he tried to help two seasons ago on The Bachelor. I've already been in contact with her. I'm working on some bachelors. Big Brother will probably be, you know, I'm gonna probably be getting them. Amazing Race. I think we're gonna have some good shows coming up in the next few next month. And everyone's saying good night, good job. Yeah, it was fun. Tonight was crazy.
And not only that. But like you said, one of the most enjoyable survivors that I've seen in a while. That had my head swimming.
Hey, they're live. They're live. Chicken George. They're live. Guys, we're hanging up. Talk to you.
Bye.
They're live on Ustream. Bye.
Bye.